Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of the Friends with Money podcast. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and it's great to be with you once again. I'm excited to say that we are venturing back into the world of investing today. And I hope you've got your shovel and panning dish at the ready, listeners, because we are talking all about gold. Though we'll be talking less about panning for gold and more about the pros and cons of gold as an investment and how you can go about investing in it if you so wish. And I'm pleased to say that joining us today on our golden journey is market analyst at Bell Direct, Grady Wolf. Grady, welcome to Friends with Money. It is a pleasure to have you on board today.
Thanks for having me. Hopefully we find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you got a nice little analogy.
Bit of a nice little pun in there to start the start.
I know. I was desperately trying to think of things before the show, and I came up with nothing. So
well,
there you
the
go.
Rainbow's well ready to go.
Ah, Grady, you're killing me. So I guess, first of all, Grady, what typically draws people to gold? You know, obviously it's a precious metal, but how do people, I guess, tend to use it and view it as an investment?
At the moment, we're seeing a lot of movement into gold simply because of its safe haven nature. And with such uncertain times in the economic and macroeconomic fronts and political, geopolitical tensions, a lot of people and a lot of investors especially are seeing gold as the safe haven because it's considered as a few different things. It's a store of value. It holds its value longer than many other assets. It's considered as a hedge against inflation, with some studies showing that gold can be an effective hedge against inflation, increasing in value as the purchasing power of the dollar declines. And we're also seeing that there are different ways to invest in gold. So it's kind of expanded over time. So the kind of key things that we're seeing investors do at the moment, or what's drawing investors to invest in gold, is firstly because of diversification. So the age-old adage about diversification and having gold in the portfolio is kind of a hedge and a staple and a safe haven. Then you have portfolio insurance. So with gold, it tends to perform well against other struggling assets over time. So it does this due to its tendency to perform well during crises. And obviously we are in a very, very big crisis at the moment, with inflation really high, interest rates rising. And it's kind of what we're seeing, the age old thing, people used to turn to buying physical gold. Now they still see gold in any form as a safe haven asset. But also we see it as a long-term growth strategy as well. So investors see that since the gold standard ended, which was the system under which nearly all countries fixed their value of their currencies in terms of specified amount of gold and linked the currency to gold. So the free market for gold was born then, and the price has performed more or less in line with the S&P 500. So it's done pretty well, which is what we're seeing investors see as a long-term growth strategy. So while the appetite for risk was really high during the pandemic, we're seeing a lot of investors just staple the peg a bit of gold in their portfolios these days as that kind of safe haven, reliable asset in there.
So that's such an interesting kind of backstory to gold and that little bit of basis. But how has, I guess, the recent interest in gold affected the price recently?
Yeah, for sure. So price has performed really well in Australian dollar terms, but also it's up in US dollar terms this year. So we saw last year there was a lot of fluctuation in the gold price in US dollars because of the strong US dollar. So again, that's why we saw a lot of interest in Australian terms in Australian gold miners and gold, because the spot price over the last year for Australian gold in AUD terms is up 14.87% to sit around $2,941 Australian dollars per ounce, whereas in the US it's only up around 6% in 2023. So again, we've seen a lot of macroeconomic factors such as inflation, currency fluctuations, and recessionary potential. These have added a kind of shine to this precious metal. But again, we've seen in the US, the strength in the US dollar kind of dampened the gold price in US dollar terms and spot US dollar price. But for Australian terms, it's been really strong over the last year. So that, again, is another factor of drawing people into gold and how stable it's been in AUD terms.
So, Grady, how can people actually invest in gold. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to this without any gold in my portfolio, but I'm liking what I'm hearing. So what are some of the options that are available to me?
Now, over time, this has expanded from literally just physical coins and gold bars to there are a number of different ways now, which is exciting and scary at the same time because with each option comes different risks. Now, you can obviously invest in gold miners. Now, gold miners, a greenfield gold miner will raise some capital and go exploring for gold. There's a downside risk that they literally just find dirt though, but it's exciting because if they do turn over gold and find some gold, then the value for that gold producer comes from the value of the reserve that they find. It is a quite a lengthy process and it requires a lot of capital investment. But at the same time, if you're following the journey, you can see the share price appreciation from literally turning from an explorer into a producer of gold, which we've seen for a number of ASX listed stocks recently, like Red 5, Gold Road Resources and Newcrest Mining, which is one of the biggest in Australia and I think the world. So it's a long process to invest in gold miners. But again, you're buying into the story of an explorer before it turns into a gold producer. So you can really capitalize on the appreciation of the share price once it does turn into a gold producer. And the one thing, there is a downside to this, obviously, is that shares in gold miners are also influenced by general fluctuations in the market and market conditions. Mm-hmm. But again, over the last year, given how much volatility we've seen in the markets, it's actually been a really good thing for gold miners because they've really maintained their value and their strength with the safe haven nature of their asset. So that's one way. The second way is literally investing in physical gold like the olden days. So buying gold coins, gold bars, gold jewelry from a bullion or a jewelry dealer or a jewelry maker. That's another way to invest in gold. Doing so, you have the advantage of giving investors full control of the gold they own. But at the same time, you really need to invest in a foolproof safe because the heightened security measures is that people really want to steal your gold. So having physical gold at home or somewhere is a very, very high risk given a lot of people are burglars. So it's like goes without saying you need a good safe or a good way to store this physical gold. So with digitization, it's not the safest method, but it is another method you can invest in. But there's also a third option, which is gold ETF. So the final and one of the most popular in 2023 and in recent years is to invest in gold through ETFs. Now, gold ETFs have really risen in popularity greatly over the past 20 years and currently house around $210 billion US dollars worth of gold around the world, according to the World Gold Council. Now, these are more common, they're the more common kind of ETF appearing on exchanges globally from India, Russia, Egypt, Australia, everywhere. Now, gold ETFs are shares or units in physical gold bars that trade on exchange. Now, in many respects, they kind of offer something between literally smooshing together the buying of gold shares, of shares in gold miners and physical bullion of a gold from a bullion directly. So it's kind of the mixed bag option of investing in gold, but you don't actually physically have the gold. Now, one ETF exposure could, like, there's many different options. So you could literally have an ETF purely on bullion, or one that combines bullion and miners, or one that is purely miners. There are definitely different options out there, but investors should have a preference when they're investing in ETFs that give exposure to the gold price and the for ETFs that buy and hold physical gold, because as opposed to the ones that use derivatives, as each derivative contract carries their own risk of counterparty default. So what they need to think about is whether they want the physical gold exposure, mining gold exposure, or a bit of both. So they're the kind of options that we're seeing at the moment.
I'm glad you mentioned the holding of physical gold. But now that you've outlined it, I'm not sure if I have the stomach myself to store it. No, nor do I. With gold under my pillow.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe not very comfortable.
Yeah.
Before we wrap things up, Grady, are there any potential, I guess, risks or downsides to gold as an investment?
There Ah, definitely. So you obviously run the risk. It's a commodity. So you can't deny the fact that gold is still a commodity, like steel, like iron ore, oil, uranium, coal. It's still a commodity. So it will ride the waves of commodity price that fluctuates with different demand, supply, the basic economics, all the way to geopolitical tensions. But we do see that investors have favored the safe haven asset in the recent times because of such uncertain macroeconomic times and uncertainty on the markets. And so understanding that that is one risk, is the dips in the commodity price. Then gold also might outperform the market during, as I said, specific times of uncertainty in economic times. But as we head towards the end of the kind of turbulent times in high interest rate times, once interest rates do start coming down, we see less pressure on cost of living, investors kind of get more appetite for riskier assets and stocks, which is exactly what we saw in 2020 for the growth stocks and we saw technology stocks really rise then, because investors kind of move away from safe haven because they see that it's kind of safer to do so, as ironic as that sounds. So when times are tough, we do see gold as kind of the number one to invest in because it's a safe haven. But when times are kind of cruisy is when we see investors lose their kind of appetite for gold. They still maintain a bit of gold in their portfolio is what we see, but they also gain more risk appetite and move away from gold. So that's another downside potential for investing in gold. Major new gold discoveries. So there are very few at the moment. And so there are a lot in WA, which is obviously a tier one jurisdiction for mining, but given their lack of supply, lack of new mining deposits being found at the moment, when one does come online, it does impact the the price of the commodity of gold, because obviously new supply meets the demand that is out there. So demand supply equilibrium is out. And so new supply obviously causes a price drop for gold. So all the gold miners out there are kind of happy that they've got their deposits, but they don't want any new deposits to come online because it does dampen the price of gold. Obviously, owning gold or bars in an ETF does not provide any income. You literally just sit on that gold. So that obviously has no appreciation upside. It's just literally physical gold and it kind of rides a commodity price, obviously. And as I said before, there's no guarantee that a gold explorer will find that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So it could just be a pile of dirt. So
lots to think about, obviously. And I love that you ended on that. I think that's
a
great
you could find
I feel like you were just you were definitely teeing yourself up for that. So
I did.
To you, Grady. Liz, I think that's an excellent place to leave things for today then. So thank you so much for joining us, Grady, and for explaining the basics of gold so well. It's been a pleasure having you with us.
Thanks so much. I really enjoyed it.
Before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to Friends with Money, we'd love you to share or recommend it to your own friends or family. Or you can leave us a glowing review on iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, or your own podcast player of choice. And while you're there, don't forget to hit subscribe to make sure that you get your weekly dose of Friends with Money right in your feed. We'd also love to hear from you if you have any questions, comments, or even story ideas. So to send something our way, make sure you use our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And last of all, you can keep up to date with all the latest financial news on our website by heading over to moneymag.com.au. That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast, though, but we'll be right back in your feeds next week. Until then, I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.